May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Dean, thank you very much for your warm welcome. It's lovely to be here today. And Rosetta has awoken from deep space hibernation. After 31 months of sleep, the alarm clock has worked, and the space probe is now ready to resume its mission chasing comets. And I like this piece of news for two particular reasons. Firstly, next time a pupil tells me they're late because their alarm clock failed to go off, I now have a new teacher response to them. And secondly, each week during the last few minutes of our Year 11 GCSE RE lessons, we have 5 or 10 minutes of general studies, topics off the syllabus, sometimes off the wall, for open discussion. The class can suggest their own topic, or I have a few up my sleeve if they fail to bring any. Things like, is it always wrong to tell lies? Wouldn't it be simpler if we had no religions in the world? Why does football exist? We didn't get an answer to that one at all. That was the most challenging. But this week, Adam had a question for us about Rosetta the space probe. He said, "Sir, what would happen if that deep space probe found God?" And this prompted plenty of discussion. And the conclusion that was reached was, if the space probe found God, then we would have proof that God exists, and so we would no longer need faith. So in 10 minutes, a group of 15 and 16-year-olds managed to reach a conclusion that even some theologians struggle with. And our reading from the first epistle of John today, I think, does three things for us. It affirms that God was manifested in flesh. And it points us to the evidence of this, that personal contact of John with him. And it explains the outcome of that encounter with Christ, the outcome being the joy of fellowship with the Father. John, like Thomas the doubter before him, saw and touched and engaged and experienced that joy. He did not need faith, for he had proof. He had evidence. He was there. He found God. So how is it for us? How do we experience and believe? How do we have faith? How do we find God? We believe things with our minds. Beliefs are ideas. They are concepts. They give us a picture of that reality that others can agree with or disagree with. Beliefs are thoughts that can be put into words, and these words can be communicated to others. But beliefs are not complete truths or facts or proof. They're more opinions about reality rather than reality itself. In the realm of belief, we can have our own opinions. Others can have their opinions, and we can agree or disagree, remembering that the truth of belief is relative. And having faith is slightly different to this. Faith, in a spiritual sense, does not have to do with relative truths, but with absolute truths, truths that exist for all time. Faith takes us to an unvarying, underlying reality that we share, one that we assume exists in that full assurance of faith that we have. Unlike beliefs, which are of the mind, faith is not just of the mind, but of the heart and soul as well.
And
of experience. We base our faith not just on a whim or an idea, but on what experiences our faith gives to us and what effect it has on us, on our lives, and on our relationship with Christ. There was a 19th century tightrope walker, French chap. They're very good at tightropes in France, especially for the president. And he was called Blondin. And on the 30th of June, 1859, he first crossed the gorge at Niagara Falls on a tightrope, a feat he repeated a number of times. Incidentally, on the 6th of September, 1873, he crossed Edgbaston Reservoir in Birmingham. That's their claim to fame. The account of that particular event isn't quite as exciting as Niagara Falls, and they hadn't actually, they hadn't actually got the tightrope particularly tight, and by the time Blondin had got halfway across the reservoir, he was submerged, and you could only see the top of the hat. But next time you're on the number 8 bus in Birmingham, or driving around the Ladywood Middleway, there's a wonderful wrought iron statue of Blondin with a marvellous top hat. But on one of his crossings of Niagara, he was walking across the rope, the colossal waterfalls thundering down behind him, the spectators holding their breath as the rope swayed in the wind, and he reaches the other side of the gorge to the relief and acclaim of the crowd, always a showman, a bit of a wobble in the middle. And then he turns to the crowd and says, do you believe I can cross this tightrope blindfold? And they go, yes, they cheer, we believe. And much to their delight, Blondin crosses the tightrope blindfold. Huge acclaim, cheers and applause. And so he then says to the crowd, after doing that great feat, do you believe I can cross this tightrope whilst pushing a wheelbarrow? He does take the blindfold off. Whilst pushing a wheelbarrow. And I don't know about you, but my wheelbarrow never goes in a straight line down the garden path, let alone across a tightrope. But they say, yes, yes, Monsieur Blondin, we believe you can push the wheelbarrow across the tightrope. And so off he goes to a great frenzy of cheers and safely reaches the other side. So he smiles at the cheering throng and says, do you believe I can push this wheelbarrow across the tightrope with a man riding in the wheelbarrow? And they go, yes, we believe you can do that. Of course we believe. And he said, who would like to sit in the wheelbarrow? Silence. And then, the reports have it, a man in the crowd says, I'll do it. And so this man climbs into the wheelbarrow and Blondin pushes him successfully and safely across the rope. Huge round of applause and a summer Caesar in Edgbaston, I think. And this man in the wheelbarrow was a chap called Henri Colcor. And he was Blondin's manager. Colcor knew Blondin through and through. He knew his skill, he knew his experience, he'd seen his reliability. He knew that there was no real risk in sitting in the wheelbarrow. He had faith. We too, in our lives as Christians, know Jesus and know God. Our faith isn't based upon a whim or a fancy or an ephemeron. It's based on our experiences, both spiritual and personal. And like Colcord's faith in Blondin, it's based on an intimate knowledge and acquaintance with God. Do we sometimes forget faith? Even though we say we continue to believe, how faithful are we to that belief? How well do we place our trust in God, not saying jump into a wheelbarrow. But sometimes life is a bit like that. Times when perhaps life feels you are sitting precariously in that wheelbarrow. Or maybe nobody is actually pushing you. Or when life feels like it's on the edge or out of control, like wobbling on a tightrope. Or those times when you feel you are drowning, sinking beneath the water, wondering if you'll ever emerge on the other side. Those are the times of our lives when faith most comes into play. Not those times when life rolls on comfortably and easily, when faith comes easily and is secure, but those times when we are all made aware of our need to believe and our need to have faith. That full assurance of faith that maybe only one of Blondin's crowd could have in him, but that we as believers can surely and securely have in God, on whom we rest the changes and chances of our lives, for with or without evidence and proof, our faith assures us of the joy of fellowship with him, to whom be worship, glory, honour and praise, this day and evermore.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, give us the wings of faith that we may rise to the heights of joy with you. Help us in our daily lives to demonstrate our faith to others, that they may see Christ in us, and we may see Christ in all with whom we have to do. Use our hands to do your work, our feet to do your mission, and through our eyes, look out with compassion onto the world. This we ask through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen. Hymn 625.
Thank you. peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always.
Amen. Amen.